Firstly, can you introduce yourself and give us a brief summary of your career to date?
I'm Michael Howard. I've taught in art schools for all my life, mostly at Manchester Met. But I started my career really in Aix-en-Provence in France, Cézanne's town, and then moved back with my girlfriend, then my wife, Ghislaine Howard, to Manchester. And it was there really we both felt we'd return to our roots in a way. I'm born Liverpool, although obviously trained in London and elsewhere. But it was fantastic coming back to the north and just suddenly feeling that actually there is this thing about coming back to your roots, especially if you're an artist. And of course, Ghislaine was an artist. And I had a full-time job, which in the 1980s was something quite brilliant. So basically, we moved into Manchester, and then after a while, moved out to Glossop to the hills, which we'd both known as children. And I'd always had a real attraction to even the name of the Pennines, this idea of this sort of backbone of Britain. Even as a school child, it sort of intrigued me. And now, of course, we live in this fantastic house, an old tripe factory, an old tripe works on the edge of the river in the centre of Glossop. But we look out right onto the Snake, right onto the heights of the Derbyshire Moors. And then just over the rise of the moors is this extraordinary, magnificent, and very strange and mysterious rock formation, Kinder, which you keep seeing and then it disappears. And then you go over a bit of a rise and suddenly it's like a Moby Dick coming out of the sea, you know? So I walk my dogs there and I was doing these little color, these little watercolor sketches of it as I do. The dogs give me about 15 minutes and then they get fed up and I've got to move on. So these paintings are done really with absolute kind of concentration just for those 15 minutes. And I suddenly realized they were building up and building up, and it fantastically coincided with Julia Norton from the Craft Barn suggesting that I might want to show some work. So, although I trained as an artist, as I said, really, I'm an art historian. So, I've written about Monet and Cézanne and Gauguin, people like that. But one of the revelations, one of the extraordinary things that happened was I got wrapped up in the whole Lowry business. So, as an academic, I was very involved with the setting up of the Lowry. And I wrote the big book on him that really set the tone for our contemporary interpretation of him as a really, truly great artist. Not just local, not just national, but international. So the art history side and the fact I write poetry and books and plays and things, all this kind of coalesces. So what Julia's given me the opportunity to do at the gallery really is to bring all those things together. And it's really wonderful that Nobilis Press, which is spelt with a G and there's an O, there's an umlaut over the O, it's an artist's book press. Has just published a book of my paintings and poetry. And poetry really about being in the landscape, not just looking at it, but being enveloped by it. And so very interested in Chinese landscape and poetry and Japanese stuff and Cézanne and people. So that idea of actually, being in it and feeling it as much as anything else. So yeah, so that's really what happened when I retired. Wasn't really retiring, it was more leaving the university and just carrying on what I do, which is basically painting, lecturing, writing, and such like. So that's more or less it, really, in terms of just the basic stuff. Yeah.
The exhibition's entitled Eye, Hand and Heart. So what could people expect to see if they visit the exhibition this weekend?
Well, you won't be seeing those things laid on a table, that's for sure. It's not that kind of exhibition. But, well, it's the idea that, and David Hockney said something similar, and so serve many artists, that everybody really is an artist because we look with our eyes and we build up these pictures in our brain, and really, they are like paintings. But what an artist does, I suppose, is then translate it through their hands, as a writer would do with words, and we do it with paint. And so you externalize what you see. And Van Gogh said, I don't paint what I see, I paint what I feel. So anything, even words and language, is mediated by who you are, what you are, your emotions. And so I think some artists try and foreground feeling, and others try and foreground what they see topographically or otherwise. And I suppose, genuinely, being the kind of artist I am and the artist I look at, the ones I'm attracted to are the ones who paint for pleasure, for joy, to give pleasure type thing. In my lectures and books, it might be otherwise. You go deeper, perhaps. But I think most people, I hope, will enjoy these pictures and resonate with them. And it's very interesting because people who bought my paintings in the past, they always end up in the kitchen or in the bedroom. And that suits me just fine. So they're very intimate. They're about sort of shared human experience, a bit like my wife's work, Ghislaine's, but she can work on a big scale, whereas I tend to work more on an intimate scale. Except, as people might know, one of the things I do love doing is Japanese landscape painting, Chinese landscape painting, where I actually go out into the landscape with a roll of heavy-duty lining paper, weigh it down with stones, and then paint what's in front of me using the materials that are around me. I brought some ink, but I might well use bits of bracken, bits of heather, bits of twig, or the brushes I brought with me, obviously, as well. But you weave all that together and you do it intuitively, just trying to paint something that's impossible to paint, which is a landscape. It's impossible, but somehow you do it. And you do it almost without knowing you're doing it. You're wrapped up in that lovely feeling of being at one with things. And again, a bit like Jackson Pollock used to say, you know, that he's inside the painting. You know, it's like playing golf or tennis or anything else. You're not outside looking on. You're in it. You're the one doing it. And then when you've had that amazing experience of being engaged with it, like playing music, you step back. And interestingly, with painting, you've left with a document of that activity, which is fantastic, you know. And rather like taking a photograph, but obviously I would say more intimate, more immediate.
For people listening who don't know, where and when can people go and see this exhibition?
The exhibition is on from 28th of April, which is obviously this Friday. And on the Friday, it's 6:30 to 9 o'clock. That's the Friday. That's the sort of opening evening. And then the Saturday and the Sunday and the Monday, right through to the bank holiday Monday, it's from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And it's at Wall in the Barn, at the Craft Barn, which is 103A Station Road in Hadfield, which is just coming down from the station road to the main road. And it's just on your right. And it's a white barn. Can't miss it.